55 at kilohertz, this is Radio Caroline. Good afternoon, I'm Nigel Harris with the 1 o'clock news. Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators have been taking part in rallies in the Soviet capital, Moscow, but it appears that the turnout was much smaller than expected. Early results in Lithuania's election suggest that the National Soviet Movement is heading for a sweeping victory. Today's launch of the United States Space Shuttle Atlantis was called off just 31 seconds before it refused to take place. The secret mission had already been postponed three times, twice by illness and then by torrential rain. The shuttle is thought to be carrying spy satellites to monitor Soviet compliance with arms control treaties. And finally, a man and two teenage boys have been found safe and well after 24 hours adrift in the North Sea in an open boat. A full-scale search was launched when the three failed to return to Newcastle after setting out early yesterday morning. Today they were spotted by an RAF Nimrod about 12 miles northeast of Whitby. A lifeboat is now on its way to pick them up. And some good news there, that's it for now. Next news is at 5 o'clock.